The fastest way to achieve financial freedom is to take a leap of faith. Let go of fear by taking action. Letting go of money and investing it, not spending it, and not always saving it because, according to the Money Bible, money must move as it is energy. Why is it called currency and liquidity? Because it is under the water law. Invest in yourself by buying knowledge, because you are your greatest asset and the best investment you will ever make. Think big in order to develop the reality you want. Always remember that you are the artist of your life, so paint your own picture and don't allow anyone to ever take your paintbrush away. If anyone attempts to stand in your way, kill them with kindness, slay them with a smile, and murder them with a kiss. Use your imagination and ideas to build financial freedom, and God will give it life. My story. I was tired of working hard, living paycheck to paycheck, and not having enough money and time to do what I love. I was tired of not having money, borrowing money, and trying all the get-rich schemes only to make other people rich. I was desperate and looking for answers, and then I was introduced to powerful financial tools that I had never heard of before. At first, I was skeptical but intrigued. Thanks to the audiobooks The Money Bible and The Power of Now, I made an informed decision to take a leap of faith by taking action and letting go of the fear of losing money, meaning I reframed my mindset from fear to opportunity. I stopped spending money, as spending means to waste, and I began investing money into different financial tools, as investing means to grow. I stopped saving money, as savers are losers if you're not putting money to work for you. Money must be invested in order to grow and multiply, as money is currency and liquidity, and it must move, not stay stagnant, meaning it is saved at a bank. My financial tools of choice have transformed my finances. Money no longer controls me, I control it. I have unlocked my financial IQ and opened the door to financial freedom that allowed me to take my finances to the next level. Now I want for nothing. A promise to myself. I will take responsibility and financially educate myself moving forward to pass down knowledge throughout generations in order to build generational wealth. I was not taught financial literacy at home, and because of this, I struggled financially. I did not learn financial literacy at school, and because of this, I lived paycheck to paycheck. I will no longer struggle financially or live paycheck to paycheck because I will invest in educating myself and apply what I learned to my financial life. In the past, I had shame and guilt, negative energy. In the present, I live in the now, positive energy. I refuse to discuss the past. I refuse to allow shame and guilt to control my life. I don't speak on negativity because I refuse to give it life. What the mind thinks and the mouth speaks, the body follows. I've learned how to unpack my shame and guilt suitcase forever. This I call financial soul care. Chapter 1. Balance sheet of my life. Birth is my opening stock. Death is a closing stock. What comes to me is credit. What goes from me is debit. My friends are my assets. My bad habits are my liabilities. My health is my goodwill. My soul is my fixed asset. My happiness is my profit. Sorrow is your loss. My character is my capital. My knowledge is my investment. Age is your depreciation. Always remember, karma is your auditor. I will have a great balance sheet of my life.